www.thebeatsmusic.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. This is the question that asks, what is on your mind? Any and all topics on my mind today? The hills are alive. Medora, the musical, I checked it out last night. We'll talk with our guests coming up next hour. That's what's on my mind. I'm feeling a little musical this morning, and we'll get into that. Also, Scott, what's on your mind today? And you've got a little bit deeper topic on your mind, don't you?
I do, but I am jealous that I'm in the studio and you're in Medora, and it's one of my favorite places on the planet Earth.
Can you do this on the radio? Neener, neener, neener.
We're going to talk a little bit about Bully Pulpit and the new musical and all things Medora in our next hour. But Steve is live in Medora, mostly for work reasons, right?
If it makes you feel better, I didn't bring my golf clubs with me.
The Vision West Conference is happening out there. We're going to talk about that. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us and take your calls at the bottom of the hour, too, and talk about the farm bill as we chatted with Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoven about that earlier. I also want to give Senator Heitkamp a chance to weigh in, so we'll talk about that. Forum newspapers around the state have a headline today, Forgotten Priorities. And we talked briefly about this yesterday, but there was a story on Tuesday about a mother locally, or a mother and father, young couple that had a five-month-old girl left unattended in a van for several hours. And there's been 11 of these cases around the country this year. This one, obviously, closer to home, so it whacks you between the eyes. But the headline of the story is Forgotten Priorities. Forgotten Priorities. And that headline just hit me like a ton of bricks. First of all, this didn't happen much before the 90s. There were a handful of these cases, and there's actually a website that now tracks these called kidsandcars.org, tracks statistics on children who die or are injured after being left in vehicles parked in parking lots or driveways. What does it even say that we need a website to keep track of this? Now, this isn't a huge, huge problem in relation to the numbers, you know, of people in the country, right? If we tracked all the bad things that happen every day, this one would be low on the list. But the ones we know about, 97% of them have occurred after 1990, and there were a handful in the 90s, and this has just spiked to the point where they were nearly 50 in 2010. I'm wondering if this isn't a wake-up call. I mean, this family had, who came home with the six kids under the age of seven, and evidently, you know, the routines were changed for that day, where one, you know, the mother would normally have the kids, the dad had the kids, and he was home with all these kids at home. In this apartment that evidently was extremely filthy, the kids have been taken now to social services because of this. But I don't want to pound specifically on this family. I do think it's a little odd that we have some questions to ask about our laws and our culture when a NDSU football player is charged almost immediately with a felony for a bar fight involving an injury, while a parent rarely is charged for deaths like this.
Wait a minute, Scott. Are you saying that this guy should be charged, or parents in cases like this should be charged?
Well, a child is dead here. A child is dead here, I'm just comparing the two. I think that's a little odd.
It's a tragedy.
It is. It's awful, and obviously
it's a horrible accident.
In the majority of these cases, it is an accident, but it is negligent as well. You know, And I think it's a wake-up call. Here's where I think, yes, the family suffered enough. It's a wake-up call. Our kids are forgotten priorities? What does that say to you, Steve?
I would say not. And I would say a lot of this comes back to the daily routine. The question I've got is, are you looking after too many kids? How many are too many kids? He was looking after another five kids. Should somebody be looking after that many children?
How many are too many? Let me ask you, how many gold nuggets in your pocket would be enough? You know, I don't mean this. I don't know that you didn't mean that in an offensive way, but it is offensive to say how many kids are too many kids. I mean, how many treasures? Well, what's important in life? I don't think the lesson of a guy having too many kids to watch and forgetting one in the car means have less kids. I think it just means
how much responsibility can you handle? Whether it's watching those children, whether it's supporting those children financially. you have to know your limitations. What can you handle in a responsibility manner?
And here's our telephone number.
There's a lot that falls under that guise.
There's a lot to unpack here, and obviously you know the facts of the story, but I would turn to the very wise audience of the What's On Your Mind network at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for you to weigh in. You can always email us, studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. Weigh in on our Facebook page, as well as Dave has done. Is it negligent or violent to beat someone unconscious? I think there's an immediate qualification problem with your question about, does it say
something about our laws and culture
and comparing the two? All I'm saying is that there's no doubt that what the NDSU football player did was wrong, right? I mean,
You're talking intent, though. There's a difference between intent.
Yeah.
If you get in a bar fight, what's your intent? To win the fight.
I agree with you. And they're clearly, in most cases where a child is involved, there's not an intent, but it is negligent, and there is a dead child. The bar fight, no-brainer. That's a felony. A child, we have to decide. We don't know. Child's dead. Dead. But the bigger issue to me is forgotten priorities. What does it say about our culture when we're forgetting our kids, for crying out loud? I think this is a wake-up call to remember what's important. This didn't happen before. Why is it happening now? You tell us, 800-228-0550. Steve's question, how many kids are too many? That to me, even that, and by the way, I bet that's been uttered by many people as a commentary on this particular case. That's tragic as well, in my view, because that says we are forgetting what's really important. Sally in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, what say you? What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I'm kind of interested that this topic came up because there was an article that came out. It was a study that was done and reported on last week or so, that more women are, you know, the breadwinners in families. And there's an interesting article about the impact of that on our culture, our society, our politics, our families, and our future in the Dakota Beacon. Felon Duke has a really interesting article about that, sort of a broad view of what this really means in the bigger picture when women are become the breadwinners. This seems to have been part of the problem with this. I don't know. I would hate to pass judgment on grieving parents, and I know that there are a lot of families where the women have to work. But I do think that this is a part. It's more than just priorities. It's a real serious cultural problem that we are experiencing. Well, and as Selwyn Duke says, like since World War II, the expectation was that the women would go back to the homes to raise the kids and, you know, basically bring them up in our culture and then
Sally, let me ask you a question, Sally. So do you think that the father wasn't equipped to watch six children, but that wouldn't have been an issue if the mom would have been watching them?
That might be the case. I think
really?
I think some. I really believe that there are differences, and I think sometimes, if you believe in traits being passed on, I mean, to that extent of evolution, I think that women are basically, it's easier for them, I think, to notice those things. I know many men make wonderful, you know, parents and do a great job. Maybe this guy was even one of them.
I think you're right, though, Sally, to point out the tie to that previous topic, which we did talk about on this program, as well as another example of forgotten priorities. I think
so
at
mom would have been watching
part
the
of
kids, the little girl would have been alive. Okay,
Charlie right. And Stanley, we're going to keep going here, okay? Thank you, Sally, in East Grand Forks. And Steve's obviously a little ticked with what Sally had to say, but we'll keep going here and let some other callers get in, and then you can come back to that, Steve. How about that? Charlie, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay. It's nice to know that you're perfect, Scott. It's you know, the way you condemn people for having made a mistake, it's obvious you've never made one.
No, I hope it didn't come off that way, Charlie. I really...
It comes out that way with the tone of your voice and the way you jump on your high horse. I've forgotten kids in different places at different times. There's been miscommunication between my spouse and I at different times, and children have gotten left. Fortunately, there's been no problem or accident or any ill health because of it. I mean, even, you know, looking back biblically, you know, Jesus got left behind by miscommunication between spouses. Things happen. It's unfortunate. It's tragic. But
it's not that uncommon, Charlie. It's not that uncommon. Right. They made a whole movie franchise off of it.
No, I mean, Home Alone, it happens.
And by the way, just so you understand, Charlie, I'm not trying to say I'm perfect, far from it. And where's Haley? Did they say they were going to the neighbors? Did they, you know, so absolutely it's happened. Obviously, this is an extreme case, and thankfully, this is rare. I'm just trying to go to the culture. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any stretch. I'm saying, isn't this a wake-up call for all of us that if we're so busy, we forget our kids, we're forgetting what's most important. That's all I'm trying to get at here, and I want you to have a chance to respond in great detail. So do me a favor. Hang on, because you had another point. We're up against the break. Others waiting to weigh in, 800-228-0550. And another emailer thinks I'm on my high horse too, Steve. So we'll let him beat up on me too when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesbitt of Nesbitt Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesbitt Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well-site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well-site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew, and we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesbitt Consulting Service at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14.0270. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.3891, $7.1946 for a half ounce, or $3.5973 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.3891, $7.1946, and $3.5973.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bock along with Scott Hinn, and this is What's on Your Mind. Emailer says, if you do not want to pile on this poor family, then why are you piling on until you've had five kids under 10? Keep your mouth shut. Scott, are you piling on? I don't think you're piling on.
Well, Charlie didn't hang on. I wish he had, because I think he wanted to make another point. But he said I was on my high horse. I, First of all, I just can't even imagine the agony this family's under. So, you know, that weighs in the category of don't even bring this up because they're going through enough trouble. On the other hand, it's in the news. You know, people have called this program about it. It's there. So that's sort of hard to ignore. Second of all, I'm trying to say I think they're waking up all of us to realize the precious resource of our children we have. We're so busy. We're going a million different directions. The headline is what really prompted this. I mean, it just hit me like a ton of bricks about 6 this morning. Forgotten priorities. Forgotten priorities. Kids are forgotten priorities. What in the world?
So. Scott, going back to Charlie's comments, another emailer from Nicole. She says her ex used to drop her daughter off at daycare. Well, she had dropped her daughter off, went through her normal routine. It was her turn to drop her daughter off. It wasn't part of her normal routine. She got to work, went to grab her bag, realized that her daughter was still buckled up in the back seat. If she wouldn't have had her bag with her, what would have happened? It happens. Parents, it's more a case of getting out of the routine. When you get out of the routine, and I do it, and fortunately nothing is extreme as a child, but look at all the things in your life. You get out of your little routine. You get out of that normal path you take.
I hear you.
Getting ready in the morning. You got blinders on. You shut down and you get into just the routine.
But what does that say? If our routine includes being so busy that we forget the most important reason we're here, then, and if that puts me on my high horse, I'm sorry. Leon in Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind at 800-228-0550? Anything goes here, so let her rip on this topic or anything else. You're up, Leon.
One, I want to say that I don't think you're on your high horse. I know you, Scott. I know you love your kids, and I know you wouldn't beat up on this guy. I do understand the caller's point when he says, you know, you draw a parallel between the NDSU guy and then this father. I want to point out, though, that there is another, in my opinion, tragedy that's going on in this case. The fact that CPS took all of the other kids out of the home while, you know, the investigation is going on. I want people to think about the fact that this family needs to grieve. There's a process going on there, and they're doubly impacted by the impact of this child's death. 5 months old. I mean, my God. And then not being able to properly grieve because you have basically, for a mistake that you made, have become a criminal. I want people to think about that. My heart goes out to this family, and I hope they come out on the other side with a little more clarity and a little more respect and for the routine that they got into and how this whole thing happened. I hope they come out with some clarity on the other side, and we all should take something from this incident to say, hey, you know, check the car seat or to make sure we're in touch with our spouses to make sure that everything is going according to plan.
Yeah, and that's what, hopefully the family can at least out of that agony realize maybe they're waking some other folks up and they've done that for us, even though it's obviously difficult. My understanding from the police report is the 5 children were in foster care because the apartment was extremely filthy that they felt was unsafe for the other children. So I'm not sure it was related to the actual.
Well, they took them out initially because of the investigation. You have to separate the investigation. I mean, that's the initial.
Well, they said right away it was accidental. They said it was accidental, so I don't know.
How many kids is too many kids? You've exceeded your responsibility.
Stop having kids. Stop saying that, for crying out loud.
No, I will not.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, anyway.
Go back to responsibility.
Bob in Fergus Falls, you're next. What's on your mind, Bob?
Yeah, I called yesterday and, you know, wanting to talk about remedies, and hopefully that's what all the discussion is about. It's too bad we have to talk about such things, but hopefully the end result is that we save lives, save our children's lives. I've forgotten my children briefly. I still hear about it from my kids many years later, and thankfully nothing happened. But the fact is, none of us are perfect parents, and my heart goes out to the family on one hand. But the other, I heard it was like 4 hours. How can you leave a child for 4 hours? And I'm not trying to beat up the father at all, but it just proves how busy and fractured a person can get with so much responsibility, and we need to focus on remedies, I think, more than condemnation of what's happened.
Bob, you make my point. It goes back to responsibility. How can you forget for 4 hours? Oh, wait a minute. I'm missing one. That's the crux of this.
And by the way, this has happened a lot more. So that I would add to Bob's plea that we focus on remedies because it's happening more. It's still, thankfully, quite rare, but on average 38 a year, but, you know, non-existent prior to the 90s. Figure that out. Let's go to Chris in Detroit Lakes. Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you, Chris. Detroit Lakes, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Thank you, Scott. I just kind of wonder what the rest of the family is going through now that they don't have each other. And once again, it's the social services jumping in. And does that make it any better? Does that make that situation better now that that family doesn't have each other to grieve with?
I would say no. You know, Bob brought up a great point. It's about it's the grieving process. How do you grieve as a family at a loss like this? And I don't know the age of the upper-end children, but if they're a little bit older, they're cognizant of the fact that they're missing a sister now.
They're all under seven, so, yeah, the older ones would, for sure.
The older ones are going to be cognizant of that fact. I mean, they're a big part of the grieving problem.
I got to know more to render a decision. But
if somebody came into your house on any given day, could they say that it was filthy? If it was just a judgment call.
Right, yeah.
If they walked into Scott's office, they're going to say yes.
Exactly right.
I can't imagine six kids running through my house with the Cheerios and the diapers and everything flying.
Ugh.
If you walked in on any family with six kids at any given time, you know, there's a difference between a mess and a filth. But I think the social service is far overreaching once again.
Thanks for the phone call, and it goes back to where do your responsibility ends? Do you have too many children? Mark in Rugby, what's on your mind?
We lost Mark there.
We lost
the connection to Mark, so give us a call back there quickly. A comment also from a listener. Scott, you are on your high horse. There's a nicer way to say what you are saying. Certainly it's a cultural problem, but a very sad, sad mistake. We all get too busy and get consumed in the whirlwind of our busy worlds. This poor guy just got caught up in that. We all need to slow down and simplify our lives. But I don't agree they have too many children. God has a beautiful plan for all those children, and they wouldn't be alive. This tragedy will bring good because our God does make a good out of every bad situation. Another call waiting. Don in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Oh, Don, we're up against the clock. That pesky clock. Give me your headline, Don. How about that? In a word, what did you want? In a sentence, what did you want to say, Don? Can we put Don back on hold? Can we hear Don quick?
All right.
I think that means Scott, go to break, right, Steve? Senator Heitkamp, when we come back.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. go to ally-c.com, spelled ally-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ally-C and Ally-Van from Affinity Health Products at ally-c.com. Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us momentarily and take your calls at 800-228-0550. They're evidently voting, so she'll be just a couple minutes. In the meantime, we have some calls waiting to weigh in. Tell us what's on your mind. Yes.
Before we go to our next call, I do want to say I don't think you're on your high horse, but if you were in Medora with me, you could be on a real horse today.
Wish I was. More from the Vision West Conference in Medora with Steve Bakken, who's there. Coming up in just a little bit, we're on 550 K-Fire, KLTC Dickinson, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, and, of course, AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken. Don in Minot, probably listening on 910 KCJB. Go ahead, Don.
Whenever I hear one of these cases, I think probably more kids die from being accidentally left in the car than would have died in accidents because they were in the front seat of the car. When we got airbags, the law said we have to have our infants in the back seat. And it's just to me, it seems to me that it's an unintended consequence of our overreaching government intrusion into our lives. Now we have airbags that we can turn off, so why can't we have our infants in the front seat? That's all I got to say.
An interesting fix. Appreciate the call, Don. Who's next, Steve?
Marge in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I am just fuming right now, so I need to slow down for a second. When my purse becomes more important to me than a child, I am not on my high horse. And social services do not take children from a home unless it's needed. I can have 5, 6, 7 children at home, and I can have not a tidy home, but I can have a clean home. So you are not on your high horse. These children do not need to die. These parents have to have priorities, and that's the bottom line.
Marge, I love your passion. It's very evident. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Matthew in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing? So I'm hearing this, and I'm seeing that some people have some very different opinions. Like, they're saying that it's about responsibility, and it is. And also, it's about how many kids is enough. Now, I do see that one gentleman said that that's not a question, because being happy is not that important. But in this day and age, if you look at this world around, like, this isn't the 80s anymore. Like, having 6 kids is cool and all right, and it's easy. Now the way that we live, it's extremely hard to have one kid, one child. It's really hard because people can make enough money. People make poor choices.
Well, it goes back to the responsibility factor. Matthew, it comes back to where do you know your limitations are for responsibility? And
wait a minute, though. Were your grandparents responsible? Were your great-grandparents? And to your point, Matthew, you can't have a lot of kids. Now, why? Because, I mean, the prosperity we all enjoy now is beyond even comprehension for our ancestors. Shouldn't we be able to even have more kids? Well, why do we have less kids now? Because we're more worried about a 4-car garage and
if you can afford to have the kids,
and bigger
great
cars.
Well, that is true. I mean, back then, like again, with a bunch of kids, and mine too. Like, I had five children, and I couldn't fathom having five kids around me. But it's a big difference from back then than it is now. So you're right, there's great technology, greater healthcare, greater knowledge, but with greater knowledge and more money and different outlets to, you know, have fun or do things, people will lack the cognitive thinking to think about their children when they have six of them. They have too many kids to think about. Now, they should talk about the kid that was the youngest. That should be in the front of their minds because they need more care. Now, since they lacked that thinking to think about the youngest child first, people are incapable of caring for more than two kids.
Well, look back at your grandparents. And Scott, you brought up the grandparents' things. You look back to the family farms back in the early 1900s and the mid-day. Heck, my great-grandparents, they had eight or nine kids. Or eight, one had passed away in childbirth. Yeah, there were big farm families. Farm families were huge. I'm just saying now, if people don't realize what the responsibilities that they can handle are, whether it's you've got your job and providing for the kids, what you can afford. I mean, look at the welfare doles. How many extra kids are on the welfare doles that you and I are paying for as taxpayers? You got to know when you can't afford to have kids anymore. Are five too many? Are six too many? Well, obviously, in this case, that sixth one might have been too many. 4 hours, forgetting about it. And I believe it was Bob, the caller, that brought up, how do you forget about a child for 4 hours? Okay, leaving it in the car for 15, 20 minutes while you're watching these other kids. Yeah, I could slide a little bit on that, but for 4 hours, not going, hey, wait a minute, I'm missing one.
Matthew, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Fascinating topic, and we'll return to it some more next hour as well. Live from Adore today in the VisionWise Conference, but this is a hot topic that we'll continue to take your calls on. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Now, if you have questions or comments for our next guest, you're welcome to call Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who joined us to talk about the Farm Bill. Hi, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good morning, Heidi. How are you today?
I'm good. We just got back from a vote, and I'm headed into a banking committee meeting.
Good news out of the Senate today.
Huh?
Good news out of the Senate with the Farm Bill.
Isn't that exciting?
That is very exciting. Long overdue, and especially with the conditions we've had here in North Dakota so far this growing season, I think a little bit more exacerbated, a little bit more poignant that it gets through. What's the next step? Where do we go from here?
Well, hopefully where we go from here is encouraging our House colleagues to vote for a farm bill. We're hoping that the farm bill will be as close to the Senate farm bill as what we can get, except for a few provisions that Senator Hovind and I have been concerned about, like linkage of conservation to crop insurance. But we need a farm bill. And the reality is, it's interesting because if we just have another extension like we did last time, we will walk away from $24 billion of real savings, a lot of which, at least in the Senate bill, $4 billion of which is in the SNAP program. And so, you know, doing nothing results in inefficiency, it results in waste, and Congress is guilty of not getting the job done again. And so hopefully we'll get a House vote. They promised they're going to take it out maybe even as early as the 17th next week, and hopefully we're in conference.
Susan on our Facebook page says that your comment in the Grand Forks Herald that this bill was good for North Dakota was something she disagreed with. I don't see anything good for North Dakota farmers. My husband says get rid of the farm bill altogether. Let us farm instead of regulating us to death. What do you make of that?
One of the things I would say back to Susan is nothing, absolutely nothing, prevents her and her family farm from getting out of the farm program. I mean, it's not a mandatory program. For very many of our producers, crop insurance is absolutely a lifeline. It's absolutely a lifeline, particularly for our young producers. And what's also difficult, and, you know, it's probably nice that Susan can manage the farm without an operating loan, but many of the bankers who have come in to see me say this crop insurance program is vitally important to operating loans. So, you know, I guess I disagree with Susan, and I also say there's no mandate that she'd be involved in the farm program.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Karen, North Fargo, what is your question for the senator?
Yes. What events in North Dakota will you be speaking at this summer so we can come and see you?
You know, we haven't finalized the schedule. We have all of August off, so we're going to be out and about doing a whole lot of discussions and a whole lot of work in the state, particularly on housing, on banking. And also, I've invited a number of my friends to come out and take a look at energy development, especially those of my colleagues who are on the Energy Committee. And so we're trying to target those areas of greatest need. Hopefully by that time we'll have a better sense of where we're headed with the Farm Bill, but also farming will be a big topic. But I'd say stay tuned. We're trying to pull all that together.
Appreciate the call, Karen. Thank you. One of our Facebook posters, GJ, says, why would she vote for a bill which ostensibly is about farming but contains 80% food stamps and or welfare? I thought the Farm Bill was about farming. That's the politics of getting the bill passed, isn't it, Senator?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this was an alliance that that Farm Country really promoted, you know, a couple Farm Bills ago when nutrition first came into the Farm Bill. And it was promoted for the simple reason that at the House of Representatives, about 10% of the House actually represents Farm Country. And so there has to be something that is of interest and important to the other 90% of the House members. And those people who advocate all the time of taking nutrition and SNAP out of the farm program, you need to talk to your local farm groups, because I think they will assure you that those are essential to building the coalition for passage of the Farm Bill.
Well, Senator, you and I have disagreed on this before, because I would like to see that separated from the Farm Bill.
And
not
then you'll
part
never
of
get
that.
A Farm Bill.
Doesn't it come back to the question of food security? And
yeah,
do people not realize that?
I've told you this over and over again, that people don't see the Farm Bill as a nutrition program or food security. What they see it is basically a program that provides risk mitigation to farmers. And if they don't have farmers in their district, they don't see this as an essential program for their constituents. They don't see it. And I'm not saying that's the right perspective, and we need to continue to educate on that perspective. But, you know, I'm just saying, this isn't just Heidi Heitkamp saying this. This is a coalition that was built really decades ago that has worked very well to guarantee passage of some form of Farm Bill.
You mentioned earlier
the reality is right now, if you do nothing, let's say we do nothing but continue or extend the Farm Bill, we're going to continue to fund the food stamp and WIC program.
By the way,
all of the nutrition.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp with us for just a couple more minutes, and then off to another committee meeting and more votes. Another Facebook question. Larry says, we've had a fairly successful trucking company for 50 years. 2 years ago, I went to four different banks to keep our equipment updated. With our losses the three prior years, I had no chance of getting financing. Fortunately, we found help elsewhere. Seems like the government is good at handing out money to those they choose. I know it's great for farmers, but what about us? What about the trucking industry?
Well, and I'm deeply concerned, and I'm off to a banking committee meeting right now about capitalization and making sure small businesses have access to the resources that they need and the funds that they need. And we're looking at all kinds of banking reforms, reducing, you know, getting back into the relationship banking that we know. For instance, maybe your trucker went to his local bank, always been able to secure an operating loan, but because of the new Dodd-Frank regulations, unable to do that because it doesn't fit within those classifications. They'll get dinged by the examiner. What we're trying to do is fix that. We're trying to lighten up on those small community banks who are relationship banks who make this thing run along with small business. And so tell them, you know, those concerns have not been unheeded. We're looking at banking regulations, and we're looking at small business efforts to make sure that all of our businesses, small businesses, have access to capital.
Quick question from Art in Devil's Lake. What's your question for Senator Heitkamp?
Hello.
Art, go ahead, quickly.
Hey, I have a brother. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm just driving through North Dakota and I'm listening to the program. I have a brother in Nebraska who farms 3,300 acres, and he made $1 million last year off the farm program for not farming ground.
Okay, Art, hold on. Quick answer, Heidi, because we're up against the clock here.
We're eliminating that because it sounds to me like he got direct payments, and direct payments are gone in the new Farm Bill.
Appreciate
so that
the call.
Kind of, event will not happen again.
Thanks for the time. We'll talk again.
Or you got to have a weather reason to not be able to plant a crop.
Thanks, Senator. Senator Heidi Heitkamp today on What's On Your Mind. Back to Madora and Vision West.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a one-time try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnan. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. It's nice every day in Medora. I know that, and that's where Steve is at. He's there for Vision West, but as we look around the region, it's actually not a bad day. This feels like maybe summer might actually be here. Can you believe that?
Well, we can hope. It was a little chilly this morning here in Medora, but we're down in the little canyon, though, and it's kind of nice. Awfully pretty, but some nice digs and a great place for a conference. I know there's a lot of conferences that take place out in Medora here, and with us we've got Deb Nelson, the project manager from Vision West, and Melanie Bauer Dukart here as well from the USDA. She's a rural development director. What's the purpose of Vision West? Ladies, you are here, and Vision West is a bunch of oil counties out west that they have a focus, and they try to manage what's going on in western North Dakota, because it is a daunting task right now, isn't it?
You know, the whole purpose of Vision West North Dakota is to develop a regional sustainability plan for over the long run to look at the major issues and problems and develop some solution sets that's going to affect the entire region based on this tremendous growth that we're having.
What are some of the economic sustainability issues that you're looking at? it's hard to plan out 5 to 10 to 15 to 25 years from now.
Very much so, but we've had some assistance from the Division of Mineral Resources and also NDSU to help us get some projections, develop some plans. Our communities across the 19 counties have been looking at a number of issues. They know what's affecting them. You know, number one that always comes to the top is infrastructure, transportation issues. We have downtown business retention, just keeping businesses open because of a lack of workforce. We also have a number of
we have housing.
Yeah, a number of
housing and EMS issues that are constantly coming to the top. So I think there's so many issues out there, and it's been a struggle for each of the communities to keep ahead of what's going on.
You know, it seems to me the big thing is just catching your breath, right? I mean, there's just so much happening so fast that who has time to plan? And if you had time in the perfect world to go back and say, boy, had known that, we'd have done this. What is Vision West doing in the way of long-term strategic planning?
You know, each one of our counties has participated in a community level plan, and they each have their own steering committees. They've been very diligent at getting that plan completed, and now the consortium, which are representatives of all of the counties, are coming together to start pulling that information from those county plans together into one regional plan. So they are doing planning. They do understand the need for it. There's a lot of planning going on out there, but you know, it's pretty important. And you said it's hard, you know, getting your arms wrapped around it. A lot of people actually describe it as drinking from a fire hose. And sometimes I think that's what it feels like for most of these communities.
So when you're having a conference like this and you're putting together guests, I know you've got a good lineup today. What are you covering on today's conference? And who are you bringing in to discuss some of the issues?
The meeting that we're having today is it's a regular consortium meeting, and we meet all over the region. And today it just happens to be that we're meeting in Medora. We are today going to be working primarily on getting that regional plan started, looking at the top issues that have been identified. The consortium has done that, and today they're going to be doing a lot of hands-on work this afternoon with those top five issues. But prior to that, we're going to be having Dean Bangsund is coming in from NDSU. He and Dr. Nancy Hoder have done some nice projection studies for us to look at population and workforce and housing issues for both temporary and permanent housing needs over the next 25 years, and it's not perfect. You know, we know it isn't perfect because we have to base it on the information that we have at hand, and then do some projection or trend studies based on historical aspects. Unfortunately, our population, you know, is exploding, and so we know that the projections may or may not be 100% accurate, but what it is a good tool to start from.
Speaking of starting from a strategic standing point, where do you start? Is it baby steps, or from a strategic point, do you have to look out 10 or 15 years? But you got to have that jump-off point.
And you do. And I think that is a huge part of this, and that's just what Deb was talking about with doing the strategic plans that they've started with and then combining it into this regional plan so that the benefit can be for the whole area. There are so many things that correspond to each of the communities or counties that it should be regionalized, and hopefully that they can get a bigger impact from by doing the correlation of work together.
We're also hoping...
Go ahead. I just was going to...
We're hoping that what this regional plan is going to do is provide enough information for the counties to be able to take to their legislators and work with the legislature in the next session to bring about, you know, the best funding opportunities that they can possibly get to help with the needs that are so prevalent out here. The legislature made some very good steps in this past session, but without the benefit of the regional plan. So hopefully this year, this next session, the regional plan will have some impact with some solid, good information that the legislators will be able to get their arms around.
All right. Thanks for the update on the Vision West process for these oil and gas producing counties. A lot happening, and good to know there's some long-term thinking going on. Deb Nelson, Melanie Bauer-Dukart, thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, back to the phone calls with What's on Your Mind straight ahead, folks, on a summer day. This is a beauty. Don't go away.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hammond. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in their refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponic systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.